said, all the talk this week obviously has been about since the Monday night call, and now we're going to get the regular officials back. Did it make a difference to you?
Yeah, after that call, yeah, I'm pretty happy about it. I think that was kind of probably, that was the tipping point, I'm sure, for the NFL, the fans, the players. I mean, something had to be done, so I'm glad they were able to come to an agreement. But it never altered the way I prepared or played the game, because you got to go out there and you got to take care of your half, and hopefully they can take care of their half as far as this replacement rest. But now it's over anyway, so it's moot, and now we can move on and get back to more bad calls by refs, because it's not going to stop. I mean, but it won't be, you know, as blatant as it was.
Was a concern ever about you, in your mind, about control of games? You know, some things, some bickering that make, morph into something bigger, and maybe these guys didn't have a handle on it?
Well, I mean, obviously the game slowed down. The game that we played in that Monday night game, it was, I don't know how long, it was almost 4 hours or whatever it was. It was one of the longest games I've ever played in. But, you know, like I said, it happened. It's over. We're gonna move on. We're gonna go play, and I'm sure these refs are gonna come in here, and they'll probably get a standing ovation when they show up. But you know, I'm glad that it's over, and we can get back to playing the game how it's supposed to be played.
Yeah, it seemed like I talked to some of the union reps, and they were saying player safety was a concern, but that didn't materialize. Everybody seems to come out of it health wise.
Yeah, I was never worried about player safety, because if anything, I knew that they were gonna call it on the conservative side. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they're gonna make. You know, if it was even close to questioning a player's safety, they were going to pull a flag. So I think guys were probably going to get more upset saying, oh, that wasn't a rough in the passer, or what are you talking about, you know, hit to the head or whatever, that was a legal hit. Because that was one thing that I knew they weren't going to screw that up. At least in my mind, I couldn't see them doing that. So, what a problem.
Do you know who the crew is, Tony, for Sunday yet?
I don't know who it is. I have no clue. It'd be good to see those familiar faces. Obviously, I've been playing a long time. I had a chance to know those guys, and I welcome them back and say glad to see you. Now give me a couple calls. So.
Hey, how about the start drives for you guys? I guess most of that script stuff. How's that been, why has that been so successful for you guys?
There's a lot of reasons. I think guys are just – we're really efficient in our preparation. You got to give a lot of credit to the offensive line protecting Matt so he can make those plays down the field. And Matt's just been on fire. And it's pretty much, you know, go out there and get open. It's all of us working on the same page. But one thing, we take satisfaction in that. But at the same time, I think in the second half, we got to be able to come out and score. That's one thing that we're lacking right now. So we're going to try and concentrate. We're going to be happy with the positive and try to keep building on it. But definitely we got to get better in the second half.
How dangerous is this Panthers team? They played you guys pretty tough last year up there.
That's always. I mean, this is obviously the stakes are a little bit higher being an NFC opponent, NFC league opponent. It's going to be a big game for us because they can play. They are a way better team than they were last year. So it's going to be important for us to go out there and keep doing what we've been doing and get better. Otherwise, you know, we can fall short.
New coordinator brought some adjustments to what you guys do. It seems like you early in the season that it happened quickly. You know, are we speaking too soon, the transformation?
Well, the adjustments really, and I applaud Dirk for doing it. He came in and learned the offense. We didn't have to learn his offense, you know. So, and he put his little touches on there and his simplifications, I guess, on it. And it's worked out great for us. And he's obviously, he impacts Matt the most. Because he's in the room with him every day, and he's an ex quarterback coach. I mean, he knows how to do it. So he's getting us in the right position to go out there and be successful.
Tony, at what point 3-0 hot start do you start allow yourself to start thinking about the playoffs?
Not at all. That would be foolish to think about it at this point. I've been telling everybody keeps coming up saying congratulations 3-0, you guys are on your way, and I'm like, look, there's 13 games we can still lose. So it's important for us that we put that out of our mind and take it one game at a time, and that's what we will do.
So literally until you clinch.
Until you clinch. Even then though, I mean, I don't getting to the playoffs, I don't think that's just the goal of this team. At least I hope it is, and I don't think it is. We have big aspirations. We want to play in the final game of the season. That's the goal. But we know that we have to win this week in order to get there, and we're not going to look ahead. We're going to stay in the moment and enjoy it. Why look ahead? Let's enjoy this preparation. Let's enjoy going out there and playing the Carolina Panthers, and hopefully we come out on top.
And you're almost a quarter of the way through the season. Is there anything in your on your NFL career bucket list you've got left to do that you look forward to trying to do?
Well, I think the 100 touchdown would be kind of cool, but after that, then that's probably my bucket list is playing in the final game of the season for the NFL, and hopefully we can get that done. That's more important to me than anything else.